Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas says cost-cutting measures could cause growth in the Czech economy to slow next year. Mr. Nečas has raised doubts over a finance ministry plan to use a cut in income tax breaks to create a flood solidarity fund. And the management of Sparta Prague have fined Captain Tomáš Řepka in connection with an alleged drink-driving incident. The Prime Minister Petr Nečas says that government cost-cutting measures could cause growth in the Czech economy to slow by 0.6 or 0.7% next year. Speaking on a TV debate programme, he said, however, that the cuts were necessary, otherwise deaths would pull the country's economy down in the medium term. Mr. Nečas's coalition government has pledged to balance the budget by 2016. To achieve this, it plans to reduce state sector salaries and expenditures by 10%, cut social welfare, and limit support for building savings. Prime Minister Nečas has raised doubts over the introduction of a solidarity fund to deal with the effects of flooding in the future. Following floods in North Bohemia 2 weeks ago, the Minister of Finance, Miroslav Kalousek, said all working Czechs would contribute to the fund in the form of a 100 crown a month cut in income tax breaks, a move that some critics slammed as nothing less than a new tax. On Czech television on Sunday, the Prime Minister said he was now considering whether to go ahead with the plan, adding that the money to deal with flooding ought to be found from other sources. A woman of 20 was found by a neighbour with a knife sticking out of her throat in a corridor of her apartment building in the Prague suburb of Starulky on Sunday afternoon. She's now in a serious condition in hospital, a police spokesperson said. There have been media reports that the woman's boyfriend is a suspect in the attack. The management of Sparta Prague Football Club have fined Captain Tomáš Řepka in connection with an alleged drink-driving incident. The sanction was imposed days after a Czech tabloid reported that Řepka had got into his car and driven home despite being inebriated. Sparta refused to say how much the player was fined. Recently, the former Czech international, who's known for being hot-headed, was banned for 3 games for spitting at an opponent. Sunday is the 70th anniversary of the death of the renowned soldier and writer Rudolf Medek. Medek was an officer in the Czechoslovak legions in Russia during World War I and became well known thanks to his stories set against that backdrop. He fought in the Battle of Zborov in 1917 and later negotiated with both the Russians and the Western Allies before organising the return of the Legionnaires to the newly founded Czechoslovakia. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories and the weather at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.